Anyways, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Roots and Resurgence. My name is Sean, and we are the show is about rock and roll from the beginning to the future, because I can see the future, past, present, and future of rock and roll. And I don't always do themes, but this semester I've been doing themes a lot, and today's theme is the old gods and the new. So, without further ado, we have one of our news. This is the Foo Fighters, with Eva Long.
Feel this real forever. If anything could ever be this good again, the only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say.
shots on videos. 4 hours in us, we hardly need to use our ears. Our music changes through the year. Let's hope you never leave a friend. Like all good things, on you it depends. So stick around, 'cause we must miss you.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
WMFO in Medford. Good evening. How are you doing? I'd like to say a special hello to my little brother Nathan, living among the cornfields in Nebraska. Glad you're listening. Thanks. You just heard Think About You by Guns N' Roses from 1987. Appetite for Destruction. Great record. Controversial artwork. Before that, Radio Gaga from Queen, 1984. And we started off the set with the last rocks. Star standing, sort of. Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl with Everlong Acoustic. So this is Roots and Resurgence. I do past, present, and future of rock and roll, mostly. Occasionally I have themes. Today I have a theme. It's the old gods and the new. The old gods and the new. And I'm sad that I only have an hour, because I actually don't have Pink Floyd on this one. I don't have The Who. I'm going to have to do this again. That's too bad, isn't it? All right. So, speaking of the old gods, we got Led Zeppelin next. And after that, we have the new guard of rock and roll. You have to listen to find out who that is. Here's Led Zeppelin with Bring It On Home.
Trying to do rock and roll. One time, two, three, many, amen. My fuse is burning pretty short, sweet Lord have mercy, I ain't getting bugged off again. You went and dug a little deep to the bottom of the bucket. Good luck, it's all gonna blow. Canary ain't singing no more. Been down before, up is all I got to go. I said up is all I got to go. Send me into that blue, blue for you. Send me into that blue, blue for you. Mama, calm me down. This rose-tinted workaround ain't working for me no more. I said I'm deep in the indigo. I should vertigo on an edge I can't ignore. I grew all the way up, gonna grow myself down. Deep roots gonna sing a different tune. We are who we are. I may not be a star, but I know that I can shine like the moon.
Yeah.
Van Halen from 1981. That song is Unchained, and that's the 2015 remaster. So hello to Nicole. Great to have you listening in. Thank you very much. Let's see. All right, so before Van Halen, we had Larkin Poe. Larkin Poe is the new guard. They are the new guard, I think. I think they are really ushering in the next powerful level of rock and roll and blues. They are a Southern roots blues infused rock and roll band, and they are phenomenal. Did you hear the organ in that song? Oh man. And we opened up the set with Bring It On Home by Led Zeppelin. Yeah, so we're gonna bring it on home here. Let's see, what do we have coming up next? All right. So this is Roots and Resurgence, past, present, and future of rock and roll. I'm here every night. I'd love to be here every night. I'm here every Monday night at 8 o'clock for this semester. And this episode, I guess this is an episode, is The Old Gods and the New. So clearly, the old gods were Van Halen and Led Zeppelin and that, and the new applying for godship. Anyways, that out of the way, here's some other rock gods coming up. This is Aerosmith with Seasons of Wither.
Thank you. Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was Pearl Jam with I've Got It. And that, if you recognize the guitar, that is Neil Young playing guitar. So I got two rock gods on that one, Neil Young and Pearl Jam. I remember the very first time I heard that song. I was at a party, and of course, instead of focusing on whoever I was talking to, my attention was focused on the music and this really great Pearl Jam song that I had never heard. And then the guitar played, and I was like, damn, that's Neil Young. I mean, unmistakable sound of Neil Young. Oh my goodness. All right, so before Pearl Jam with Neil Young, we had Nirvana with All Apologies. You remember back in the 90s when Nirvana hit it with Smells Like Teen Spirit and completely changed everything? My friends and I were sort of in that scene that listened to Nirvana and Pearl Jam and stuff before they hit it big. But man, what a revolution in rock and roll that was, the grunge era. Just bringing it back and mixing it up. And now, you know, in today, however many years later, in my 50s, I have that repertoire to choose from when I play. So, and we had Satisfied by The Warning. Now, The Warning, if you haven't listened to me, if you've listened to me before, you know exactly who The Warning is. If you haven't listened to me before, oh, The Warning, three sisters from Mexico, powerful, powerful singers, songwriters. They've got the kind of blood harmony thing going on with their harmonies. The drummer just won an award from one of the drum magazines. They won a Grammy, or they were nominated. Did they win? I think, maybe. Am I crossing the lines? I might be crossing lines. No, they didn't win a Grammy yet. But their musicianship is it's perfection. And they've got a stage presence. If you ever go to look up The Warning on YouTube or something, they own the stage. It's like during COVID, they must have gone to rock god school or something. And they're just charismatic. And they will be there. In my opinion, they're bringing hard rock into the future. God, I like The Warning a lot, if you didn't know. And before The Warning, we started off with Seasons of Wither by Aerosmith, 1974. That's one of those ones where when I listen to a lot of classic rock radio, or as we called it back in the day, rock and roll radio or rock radio, I never heard of that much. But it's always been a song that's been in the back of my head. I love that song. All right, so, okay, I have to do this. Hold on, time out. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000. While Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO Medford, Tufts Education Radio. All right, the next one. All right, this is Roots and Resurgence, Past, Present, and Future of Rock and Roll. I'm here most Friday, Monday nights at 8 o'clock. If you want to come in and say hello, go to WMFO.org, WMFO.org, and click the DJ chat, and I'm there. I might not pay that much attention, but I'm there, and I'd like to say hi. I'd like to know who's listening. I'd like to know where you are. So, all right. So I'm taking a risk on this one. This show, this episode is called The Old Gods and the New. And clearly Aerosmith is the old gods. Pearl Jam, not quite as old. But the new, right? So we had The Warning, we had Larkin Poe. I'm taking a risk on this one. I did a little research, and there's some talk that Youngblood may be taking elements of rock and roll into the future as well. He mixes a lot of genres, including rock, very charismatic, very good singer, very excellent writer, and a poet, really. And I'm going to take my chances here. Then we'll go with, after that, I don't know. I need to know. Here we go. California by Youngblood.
thoughts on your eyes, preaching to me, saying you sympathize. Misunderstanding, I am alright. It's you that needs the glasses. Why can't you see that I am okay? You take more drugs than me, chewing your cheek. I can't believe you put me in a straitjacket. They tried to put me on Ritalin. Visions are calming me down. They tried to put me on Ritalin, hoping I won't make a sound. Maybe I just need to go to California. Cause I am young, don't wanna die yet, can't afford it. Maybe I just need to go to California. Swear that when I get old, you'll blow all my brains out. Swear that when I get old, you'll blow all my brains out. Blow my brains out. Don't understand how I can respect you when you're such a twat. What you shocked at, it's a matter of fact. And usually I won't listen to you, but when my future's involved, I've got a responsibility to sit down and think what I should do. Shout fuck him and fuck her and fuck you too. They tried to put me on Ritalin. Visions are calming me down. They tried to put me on Ritalin, hoping I don't make a sound. Maybe I just need to go to California. Cause I am young, don't wanna die yet, can't afford it. Maybe I just need to go to California. Swear that when I get old, you'll blow all my brains out. Swear that when I get old, you'll blow all my brains out. Maybe I just need to go to California. Cause I am young, don't wanna die yet, can't afford it. Maybe I just need to go to California. Swear that when I get old, you'll blow all my brains out. Swear that when I get old, you'll blow all my brains out.
You think you can-
91.5 WMFO coming up on the last 4 minutes of Roots and Resurgence, past, present, and future of rock and roll. And this has been The Old Gods and the New. And we're going to send you out with, that was Tom Petty. And I Need to Know. Wonderful song. And we started the set with Youngblood with California. So I'll see you next week. And remember to be kind to one another.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you stay?